When the Wright brothers invented the airplane, it became inevitable that new laws would be necessary to regulate this completely new form of travel. When public stock exchanges began to form, new laws were necessary to regulate this new form of property. Unfortunately, it took a Great Depression to teach us that lesson. The new area we deal with today is social media, and we have to ask ourselves, is social media just an outgrowth of older forms of communication that can be dealt with by logically extending current laws, or is social media something completely new and different that will need its own set of laws? In fact, Twitter may end up putting social media on the fast track towards more legal scrutiny. Here's the argument for more laws regarding social media. Using Twitter as an example, the uses for Twitter implicate a vast array of legal issues from such far-flung legal subjects that a single legal definition for what Twitter is and how it should be treated would provide greater clarity, more certainty, and a better public experience with social media. Let us consider some legal problems posed by social media. Specifically, consider the intellectual property issues raised by Twitter. The ability to tweet copyrighted material raises infringement concerns. Twitter usernames and hashtags using trademarks can confuse the public. And if an employee creates a Twitter account, does it belong to him, his employer, or anyone at all? Speaking of employment, can an employee be fired for what they post on their private Twitter account? If they post from work, can their employer be held responsible for a defamatory posting? Speaking of defamation, have you heard that Justin Bieber came out of the closet as gay? He did not, but his Twitter feed said so when it was allegedly hacked by the Syrian Electronic Army. Other alleged Twitter exploits of the Syrian Electronic Army include hacking the Associated Press's account and reporting that explosions at the White House had left the president injured, triggering a short sell-off of U.S. currency and securities. In other Twitter-related securities news, company executives can now use Twitter to make public disclosures about their companies, avoiding laws against a private disclosure of insider information. And what about speech? How free should speech on Twitter be? Twitter has cooperated with governments who limit the amount of speech that can be posted via Twitter with strict censorship laws. Still, Twitter's role in social movements like the Arab Spring cannot be discounted. But where is the line between public demonstrations versus organized violence? In San Francisco, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System shut off cellular services so that organizers could not use Twitter to disrupt transportation services. Speaking of violence, Jodi Arias, the alleged boyfriend killer in the news, has been tweeting from behind bars, giving her thoughts on her trial and circumventing the jury to tell her side of the story. And jurors have been tweeting about their trials and soliciting legal advice on how they should decide, much to the chagrin of judges who have thrown them in jail for doing so. So after this Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire-esque rundown of the numerous areas where the law struggles with new challenges posed by social media, one argument that can be made to hold off on legal responses concerns the timing. Twitter has caused legal issues to spring up from every corner of the law and continues to do so almost on a daily basis. So it may be that before firm steps can be taken about the nature and consequences of social media, we must wait a bit and let social media evolve some more. I'm Jay Kaysen.